former chairman of the Federal Reserve is criticizing the institution he used to lead over soaring inflation. In an interview with CNBC, Ben Bernanke said waiting to respond to the current inflation crisis was a mistake. However, the former Fed chief said the central bank didn't want to spook the stock market. He also admitted the question of when the Fed should step in is complicated. Former President Trump slamming the Biden administration over rising gas prices. While speaking on the Sean Hannity show, Trump said he had gas prices under control.
We had energy down to less than $2 a gallon for gasoline.
Trump added that the skyrocketing prices for gas amount to a tax on lower and middle income folks. He pressed Biden to open up more of the U.S. for drilling. Not taking no for an answer, JetBlue has launched a new effort to take over Spirit Airlines. Rory O'Neill fills us in.
JetBlue is now attempting a hostile takeover of discount carrier Spirit Airlines. According to the Wall Street Journal, JetBlue will offer $30 cash per share of Spirit stock. That stock was priced at near $17 after Friday's close. Rival Frontier has its own buyout bid for Spirit outstanding, with a vote on that offer slated for next month. Management at both JetBlue and Frontier think a merger with Spirit will help them compete against the big legacy carriers in the U.S.
Starbucks employees looking to get an abortion will be able to get some financial assistance from their employer. The Seattle-based coffee chain is the latest big name to offer such help, as it joins companies like Amazon and Apple in doing so. Travel costs can be reimbursed if the care an employee is seeking isn't available within 100 miles of where they live. The policy also applies to gender-affirming care. And on Wall Street, stocks were mostly lower to start the week. Tech shares fell in choppy trading as recession fears weighed on markets. At the closing bell, the Dow had gained 26 points to end the day at 32,223. The S&P 500 lost 15 points to close at 4008. And the NASDAQ fell 142 points to end the session at 11,662. Consumer and business news, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.